call received from Home Care Agency.
And then me speaking, how can I help you?
Is this Sharon Grove?
This is the Home Care Agency. How can I help?
Yeah, is this Sharon Grove?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you so well. I'm sorry, you were breaking up.
Is this Sharon Grove Home Care?
Oh, okay, I can hear you now. This is the Family First. We are a home care agency. Are you looking for services, better pay rate?
No, someone gave me your phone number. They said the name of your phone is Sharon Grove.
Let me see. Is this Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. So no, this is not that agency that you're looking for, but I can help out if you're interested. I think we spoke already before. Are you still looking for an agency or a new agency?
Somebody called Agent Work is looking for your company. And she gave me your phone number.
Who?
Asian Ward. She's working for your company. She gave me your phone number. She said the company is called Sharon Grove.
So this is Family First. Do you want me to help you? I'm happy to help.
I'm looking for a caregiver for tomorrow. My coordinator is going to push it through right away. I'll give you my coordinator's number.
Okay, and you're looking for a caregiver for how many hours?
Yes, I need somebody for, I need a caregiver for tomorrow. My coordinator says she'll push it through right away so I can have somebody for tomorrow. I need somebody for tomorrow. If I can't have somebody for tomorrow, then I have to find another agency.
Okay, so I'm willing to help you out, but it'll be from our agency. Is that okay with you?
Where are you located?
I'm sorry?
Where are you located?
We are in Philadelphia.
Can you give your direct address?
Our address?
Yes.
Yes, it is 1 Winding Drive.
I think so, ma'am.
Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G. Winding Drive.
What is the area specific? What is the zip code for that?
One second. Just a minute.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Give me just a second. I'm sorry, just a second. The zip code you wanted?
Yes.
Okay, the zip code is 19131.
What is your name?
Mimi.
Please go back.
M-I-M-I.
Give my coordinator's phone number to put to the state right away. She said, I have to have an aid for tomorrow. If not, I have to find another agency. That's what my coordinator told me.
Okay. So do you want me to have my coordinator call you and help you out, set you up with a caregiver? Sorry.
Yeah, for tomorrow. I have to have somebody for tomorrow.
Okay, how many hours did you get approved? 49?
No, I have 9 hours a day, 3 hours a week.
How many hours per week?
53.
53, okay.
63.
63, gotcha, okay. 63 hours. Can we call you back today?
What's the name of the agency?
Family First.
I think I was with your agency in the past.
Yes, I think so too.
My name is I'm with your agency in the past. I think I was with your agency. A couple years ago.
Yeah, that was like, I think, 5 years ago.
Yes, if I'm mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to help you?
Yes, could you call my coordinator and so I can have an aide for tomorrow?
Yes, let me call her. What's your service coordinator's name?
Charisse Thompson.
Charisse Thompson.
C-H-A-R-I-C-E. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
And what's her phone number?
267-606-3064.
606-3064. 3064. Any extension?
There is no extension.
Okay. Do you want to add her to the line?
What do you mean, like a three-way?
Yeah.
Yes, by all means.
Okay, perfect. So like this, we can set you up, and she can send us the authorization, and like this, we can start the care right away.
That'll be fine.
Okay, awesome. Do you want me to wait on the line? I can wait.
No, it'll be fine. We both talk at the same time.
Should I do the call? Should I add her?
Yes, please.
Okay, 1 second. Okay.
Thank you.
Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, I have Charisse on the line.
Yes, Charisse.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm willing to help out Michelle with a caregiver. She says she really needs someone ASAP. I wanted to see maybe if we can request an authorization so we can start the care for her.
Okay, yeah, Do you have a caregiver for her?
Yes, we do.
That's for tomorrow, because this is the thing. Like we're trying to expedite it, but I don't want to go through this whole paperwork and then you say you don't have nobody for her tomorrow.
Right.
Do you know the caregiver name and stuff? So we want to make sure that she has care for tomorrow.
Right. Okay. So let me double check. I mean, we definitely have good caregivers in her area. I have to speak to the intake coordinator to set it up for her to confirm it. Can I have her call you back, like once she's confirmed the caregiver?
Yes, you can call me back, yes, because I don't want to go through the whole paperwork and then you don't have her and then she has to go find another.
Right.
And I have to do
yeah.
that for somebody else. So I just wanted, because we just was getting ready to do that with another agency and then they didn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to have to keep doing paperwork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of work, of course.
Yes, it's more work for me.
Exactly, I understand. Okay, sure, no problem. So let me work on this. Let me see. So she got approved for 63 hours a week. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And Michelle, what's your home address again?
It's 406 Morris Street. First floor. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 1915. I was with your agency in the past.
Yes, we were. Like 5 years ago, I just checked.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me have my intake team work on this right now, and we'll give you a call back. And, Sharissa, okay. I will give you a call, okay? And also, if you want to write down my number, I'm happy to give it to you. If you need help with other cases that need staffing or, you know, you need home care, I'm happy to help.
You can text it to me. Okay.
On this number?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I'll text it to you now. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll be in touch then. Thank you, Michelle. We'll call you very soon, okay?
Will I have somebody for tomorrow?
I'm gonna have my intake team. I'm gonna have my intake team give you a call to set it up for you, okay?
It'll be somebody for tomorrow.
I'm hoping so. That's the point, right? That's the goal.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Perfect. Let's talk soon. Bye. Bye, Michelle.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go for it.
Do you have an alternative number? Because I have an alternative number for you.
Oh, you want a different phone number to write down?
No, I have another phone number for you. It's 267-551-7442. Is that an alternative number for you?
Yes.
That's a second number, right?
Yes.
Yes, because I have it on my contacts as an alternative. So I should take down this number.
Yes.
All right, I'll add this number to my contacts also.
Wonderful. Perfect. Okay, so we'll talk soon then, okay?
Are you going to call me today?
Should be today. I'm going to work on it now. Okay.
All right, I need somebody for tomorrow. I do need somebody for tomorrow.
Okay, no problem.
And you have to give all your information to my coordinator. You know that, right?
Yeah, I have the information. Okay.
All right, you're going to call me today?
I'm going to work on it now, and I'm going to have the intake coordinator call you today. Okay?
About what time is she going to call?
As soon as possible. Let me first work on it. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
So I should be here. What are your hours there?
9 to 5, you can call us.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a 24-hour on-call number also?
I think we do, but let me have the coordinator give that to you because I'm not sure which one it is.
The coordinator is going to be soon, right?
Yes. Okay?
Okay, I'll be waiting for a call.
Amazing. Be well. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Wait, should I tell you my needs?
I have your name, Michelle.
No, my needs, the things that have to be done.
Oh, okay. The coordinator can do that.
All right. So what's the coordinator's name? Do you know?
I'm not sure because we do have a few. A lot, actually. So let me see which one services your area, okay?
Okay, so I'll be here for her before 4 o'clock, before 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, with God's help, yes.
Okay, God bless you for your help.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks again.
You too.
Bye-bye.